So like I said, sometimes the readings aren't so easy to understand. And especially this passage in John's Gospel. It would be like if you had a book at your mom and dad's house and you just went to the bookshelf and took the book and just opened to the middle and started reading. You wouldn't know any of the characters. You wouldn't know where the situation is, where the story is taking place. It would be kind of hard to understand what's going on. So sometimes that happens at Mass when we have these passages. We kind of just start in the middle, so it's kind of hard to put it in this proper context. But basically what Jesus is saying is that he and the Father are the one. You know, every time we say our prayers, right, we start with the sign of the cross, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We remind ourselves that we believe in what we call the Trinity, that the Father and the Son and the Spirit are all one God. And this is what Jesus is trying to help us understand. That everything he does it because the Father asks him to. That the Father has given him power, has given him permission, so that where the Son is, the Father is. Maybe sometimes your parents have gone out and they left you with a babysitter. And your parents expect you to treat the babysitter the same way you treat them. You have the same rules, you have to do the same chores, everything is the same. And sometimes at school, your teacher may be absent, and you have a substitute teacher. And you're expected to follow the same rules, to do the same work with a substitute teacher as you do with your real teacher. But I know sometimes with our babysitters or with our substitutes, we try to get away with things. We try to be sneaky and try to break the rules. And so that's kind of what was happening. And Jesus is reminding them that you have to treat your babysitter, you have to treat your substitute teacher the same way, because they want the same things for you. Okay? We want you to learn. We want you to be well-behaved. We want you to become saints. And that's what this is all about. And that's what Jesus was saying, is that he brings us to life, because we know sin brings us to death, but Jesus and grace brings us to life. And that responsorial psalm helps us to understand that. What did we say about the Lord? We said he is gracious and merciful. So he has grace and he has mercy. So grace, the simple explanation of grace is the free gift that God gives us. That once we become baptized, that we become a member, we become adopted into the family of God, God freely gives us everything that we need to be a saint. So just like in class, you go to school, your parents bring you to school, you didn't make yourself come to school, your parents brought you here, this free gift of school, but your teacher gives you, you get your books, you get your notebooks, you get your pens, your pencils, you get your book bag, you get the lessons, sometimes you watch videos, sometimes there's other things. We freely give you everything that you need so you can learn your lessons. God gives us everything we need so that we can be a saint. And just like in school, sometimes we don't always do all of our homework, or sometimes the lessons are hard to understand, and we might not do as well on our homework or our tests. So what happens? Oftentimes our teachers give us a second chance. There's a way to get bonus points or to go back and do some makeup work. That's what mercy is. That's what God's mercy is for us. That when we mess up, if we commit a sin, if we don't follow all the commandments, God gives us mercy. He gives us a second chance so that we can do the right thing, so that we can follow the rules, so that we can receive his grace, so that we can become saints. So what we're hearing in the scriptures, this is what we have every day in our life, is that God is gracious. He gives us grace. And God gives us mercy. He helps us to do the right thing, even if we make a mistake. And I know for a lot of us, tomorrow and maybe next week, for the middle schoolers, we're going to confession, the sacrament of reconciliation. And so this is why we do it. This is where we receive the mercy. Like, so sometimes you stay after class, or you may go to the tutor to get that extra help for your homework. The quote-unquote extra help we get to become a saint, We get that in confession. So as you prepare your hearts to receive God's mercy and the sacrament of reconciliation, remember that everything that we give you is to help you become a saint. So as you examine your conscience, which means we review the choices that we've made, if we've committed a sin, we go to the confession and we tell God we're sorry. And God gives us mercy. Because that's who He is. That's what God does. I know we learn a lot about God, but simply, He is gracious and He's merciful because He loves you and He wants you to be a saint. So ask Him. Ask Him to help you today and every day to become a saint. Amen.